Holy Letters, Volume 4, Letter Number 1151, and this is dated 25th of Menachem Av, Tovshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I was very disturbed to hear that you fast a lot and that you torture yourself without eating for many hours before the davening and the like, similar kinds of actions. I am sure the matter is certain, in my eyes, it's certain that this is a pathway to weaken your body, which is against the ruling of our sages of blessed memory that was brought down in Maimonides in the Laws of Days in the beginning of the fourth chapter, that for a body to be healthy is the passageway of Hashem. This is Hashem's service of Hashem. It's also known what the Baal Shem Tov said to his student, the Baal Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the author of Yaakov Yosef, Asher Tirgas Bitni. That he says over here that he was very upset when he heard that he is fasting. So if we're talking about such cedars, great giants like the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, they say above that the Baal Shem Tov was very sort of disturbed that he is fasting. How much more so people like us in our level? And based on the rulings of the Alter Rebbe in the Geres HaTshuva, chapter 3, that this, when we talk about fasting, is only talking about a strong and a healthy person whose many fasting isn't gonna hurt him at all to his health, as it was in the earlier generations. But a person, someone who these many fasts hurt him, that could bring him to a sickness or some sort of not feeling well, God forbid, as it is in our generations, it is prohibited to fast much, etc. So therefore, the Rebbe says, if you listen to my voice, so immediately you should stop this conduct. And if you have sort of a good conduct that you did three times, you should annul the vow. Good conduct, but everybody's saying it's a bad conduct, but still, you know, there's some positive to it. It's only bad because they're not healthy, but the concept itself is good. And you should eat before the davening, which is mizoinus, not your meal. Also, and if for the situation of your health, you need more than that, so then you should eat more than that, and don't rely on your own view. You should ask the view of the spiritual ruchni, the spiritual leader of the yeshiva. That's Shlomo Chaim Shichi Kesselman. He should guide you. Also, as far this, that you're asking me how your learning should be, that you had in mind to learn single-handedly, specifically all by yourself, because when you learn with friends, the nature of your friends can influence you badly. Our sages have already said in the Mishnah that the Torah can be acquired b'dibuk chaverim, by connecting with friends. And although it doesn't have to be that all of the learning should be together with friends, because occasionally and for many, many times, you need to go in deeply, delve in deeply. So there could be sometimes that you need to concentrate about something, so you can't have anybody disrupting. You must think about it, so you need to do it on your own. As we discussing in Sanhedrin, whether they were peers or each by himself, but after, notwithstanding that, you need to have at least one or two friends that you should have a set time of learning. From time to time, you should also have a give and take in the oral Torah and the Chassidus, and you should seek counsel with the Hanhola, the leadership, and the head of the Mesifta, which friends to choose. I hope that in the return letter you will calm me down and you'll let me know that you have stopped, you had let go that path of fasting and Siguvim, and you shall fulfill the interpretation of the Baal Shem Tov on the verse, Imtidech Hamoir Sanacha Revisach Masur Vigodazavimoy, Kumutaka Pirishba Yem Yem. That the Pasuk says, if you see the your physical, which is lazy, it appears to be your enemy, and it's leaning under the load, it doesn't want to do the mitzvahs and everything, so don't neglect him. On the contrary, Ozif Tad, you should work with, along with your body. With blessings for success in Torah and the service Yiddish Shemayim, looking forward for good news from you and from the betterment of your health, both spiritually, physically and spiritually.